The southern border may be far from the northwest, but some of the software being used by immigration officials is built in Seattle. KUOW's Esme Jimenez has the story on how tech employees are grappling with that connection.
On a Saturday morning at the public library on Capitol Hill, the Seattle Tech Workers Coalition is about to meet. A group comes in damp from the rain. Their meeting is titled, Tech Won't Build It. It's part of a national movement of tech activists. But they want to keep this meeting private. No media allowed. An earlier meeting that week didn't even post the address. That's why it's a surprise to see an engineer like James Baker speaking out.
Are y'all still with me here?
Yeah!
All right. Draw a line. Louder.
In October, Baker led a walkout of about 200 fellow employees at the Tableau headquarters in Seattle. They were protesting the company's long-standing contracts with federal immigration agencies. As for that line Baker was shouting about, he drew his long ago.
I drew a line when I did see those pictures of extreme overcrowding, folks jammed in those rooms, and seeing their faces, their eyes, there but for circumstance. That could be my family. Those could be my kids.
Federal records show Tableau is connected to 40 contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection. Those contracts total $1.5 million, going back to 2012. Tableau, by the way, specializes in making software to visualize data with charts and graphics. But it's unclear how exactly that software is being used by immigration officials. Some of the Tableau workers want the company to cut those contracts. Others want to start with a human rights policy at the company that clarifies who they can do business with. Baker is ready to make that point crystal clear.
I certainly could find myself leaving. We've been asked if we can disagree and commit and accept the company's response, and our answer is no.
In an email statement, a Tableau spokesperson said they, quote, deeply care about the human side of these complex issues and respect open dialogue. Workers from Microsoft, Amazon, and GitHub have also been pushing to change company policies from the inside. Others have been less patient and have taken to vigilante action. At another Seattle tech company called Chef, a former employee discovered part of the code he wrote was being used by ICE, so he deleted it, causing a service disruption. That sparked other employees to question the company's ties with ICE. Within days, the company said internal conversations pushed them to phase out the contracts. ICE declined to comment on the contracts, but said the agency, quote, respects the constitutional rights of all people.
Yes, my name is Irina Raiku.
Raiku is an expert of internet ethics at Santa Clara University. She points out that this wave of tech activists has a new battle cry.
The slogan of the 60s, when we used to say that the personal is political, building on that, this generation seems to be taking up a cry like the professional is the political.
For so long, a young workforce was told to innovate and build freely. Now, many are realizing that tech and the resulting data are not inherently neutral, and that ethics need to be built into some of that technology. And that's why some people in tech see themselves as key to this movement.
Technology workers have a lot more power than other workers do in many other industries.
That's because they have a specialized skill set and are in high demand.
Some of them are so important that maybe not one, but if a number of them leave, it can really make a huge impact.
Some employees at Google and GitHub have already quit. James Baker, the protest organizer at Tableau, says it's clear the landscape is shifting.
It's not about politics or about a particular administration, but the actions that are being carried out in our name by our own government that has motivated us to get up and, I guess, become activists.
If in the past tech's thought process was move fast and break things, some workers in Seattle today are saying, wait, let's think about this. While others are adamant, we won't build it. In Seattle, I'm Esme Jimenez reporting.